welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast to help you modern women embrace your inner goddess so you can live your best goddess life and find empowerment and happiness and healing and balance and all that good stuff. And we do this through discussing some of the more practical ways of finding empowerment as well as some of the more mystical and magical ways as well. So in this episode, we're going to be discussing the goddess Persephone and a little bit of her backstory and how we can use her story as modern women to really empower ourselves and to give ourselves some support through maybe some more difficult times in our lives or just when we maybe need some more support. And we'll discuss also ways that you can work with her, as well as some symbols and some tools that you can incorporate into your life to really bring the energy of Persephone into your life and into your practice. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could subscribe and review this podcast. And then if you enjoy this episode, feel free to share it out with your friends, share it out on social media. So without further ado, let's get into discussing the wonderful Greek goddess Persephone.
Hi. Hello. All right. So today let's talk about the goddess Persephone. And we really can't talk about the goddess Persephone without also talking about her mother, Demeter. But we're not really going to go too much into Demeter's story as much as we are Persephone. So Persephone is a Greek goddess, and she was also known as Cora. That was her name when she was not in the underworld, which we will get to a little bit later into the story. So the goddess Persephone, or Cora, she was the daughter of Demeter and Zeus. Zeus was like the head honcho of the gods. So Demeter was the goddess of agriculture and grain and the harvest. So she was kind of responsible for making all of the plants grow, making the harvests available for the humans to be able to eat and survive. So she was a pretty important goddess. Her daughter Persephone she's kind of known as the goddess of spring. So her name Cora actually means maiden or the maiden, because she was basically like the ultimate maiden aspect of the female, of the feminine. And Demeter and Persephone, I mean, they were mother and daughter, and they were like best friends. And Demeter loved her daughter dearly. So the story goes that one day Demeter and Persephone were out in the field, and Persephone was gathering flowers, and she wandered pretty far away from her mother, and she saw a beautiful narcissus flower, which that's such a hard word to say for me. Narcissus. She saw a narcissus flower blooming, and she's like, oh, what is this? So she goes over and she goes to pick the flower, and when she does, the earth cracks open. Up comes a dark chariot with Hades, the lord, the god of the underworld, steering this chariot, and he yanks Persephone and grabs her down into the underworld. Little had Persephone known that Hades had recently seen Persephone, fallen madly in love with her. And he went to Zeus, his brother, and said, hey, I really want this Persephone chick, and I need you to help me kidnap her, basically. Kind of a messed up story. So Zeus knew Persephone loved flowers, and so he planted the narcissus there for her to find. So basically, she gets abducted and dragged to the underworld with Hades. Demeter realizes her daughter is missing, and she is frantic. She's freaking out. And so she's wandering all over the earth. Where the hell is my daughter? Where is she? Where is she? She comes across the path with the goddess Hecate, and Hecate helped her locate her daughter. And so Demeter found out what had happened and that her daughter was down in the underworld. So while all this was happening, though, while Demeter is searching for her daughter, she's so distraught and she's so miserable that she stops all of the plants from growing. She stops any sort of ability for there to be a harvest. You know, the plants wither and die, the leaves fall off the trees, the earth grows cold and barren because she is just miserable without her daughter. And I mean, what mother wouldn't be? But the humans, they start going hungry and they are going to start to die off. And this is not good for the gods, because once the humans are gone, who's going to worship the gods and who's going to leave them offerings? So Zeus kind of realizes, this might be an issue. This might not be a good thing. So once Demeter realizes where her daughter is, she goes to Zeus and she says, you need to get her from the underworld. And here's the thing, though. The underworld has a bunch of rules. And one of the rules of the underworld is if you are to eat anything while you're in the underworld, you are stuck there forever. So Zeus asks Hades and Persephone, you know, did you eat anything? And Persephone had, in fact, ingested, and stories kind of vary here. She ingested anywhere from 4 to 6 pomegranate seeds. So Zeus... He makes a deal, and he says, all right, since you ate, you know, 4 to 6 of these pomegranate seeds, you have to stay down in the underworld for 4 to 6 months of the year. And then the rest of the time you can be up on the surface with your mother. And so that's kind of how we got our seasons. So while Persephone is down in the underworld, her mother is distraught and sad and lonely. And so the plants do not grow. Persephone, she's also known as the goddess of springtime. So in the flowers and everything. So while she's in the underworld, she can't very well make flowers grow and bloom. So that's kind of where we get our seasons, is what they thought. And then when Persephone gets to come back, she helps to make the flowers bloom. Her mother's happy. Plants are growing, the harvest can happen, and then it just cycles all over again like that. So there's actually some contradictions, different stories depending on the sources that you read. Some sources say Hades tricked Persephone into eating the pomegranates so she would have to stay. And other sources say that Persephone actually, she got word that she was going to be rescued from the underworld. And at this point, she'd fallen in love with Hades. She'd seen his softer side and she'd fallen in love with him. And so she purposely ate a couple of the seeds so she would have to stay with her husband in the underworld. So basically Persephone, when she was up on the surface of the land, she was known as Cora or the Maiden. And then after she had been taken to the underworld, she became known kind of as the Queen of the Underworld and became known as Persephone. So when she is in the underworld, she acts as sort of a light for the souls. So any souls that enter into the underworld, she is there to greet them and to guide them and kind of give them a tour of the underworld. She's sort of like the mother of the underworld, the mother of the souls. And she acts as just this light and this love in the underworld, whereas before the underworld was just this dark, cold place. She's this warmth in the underworld, this warmth in the afterlife. So it's kind of cool. You see the journey, and this is kind of how a lot of us women, our journeys go in life. You know, we start out as just these young maidens, just enjoying life, doing our thing, not really doing much, kind of innocent. And then a lot of us, we usually go through a big change in our lives. It may not be as drastic as getting kidnapped and dragged to the underworld, but we usually go through these big transitions. And a lot of the time, the big transitions in life are a little darker and are a little scarier, but we come out of that stronger. And that's kind of what Persephone did. She made the best of her situation. So she gets taken down to the underworld. Her whole life changes. Her whole view changes. And not only was she able to kind of overcome that and make the best of her situation, she was also able to see the goodness in somebody else. She was able to see the goodness in somebody who others, you know, maybe not have been able to see the good side. So she serves kind of as a nice reminder of us to, you know, to try to see the best in each other, to try to honor. I mean, we all have that light inside of us. We all have a soft side. Even people who are being cruel. It kind of helps to just remind us to, you know, rather than shutting our hearts off to other people, to keep our hearts open, and to let the love in and to let the love out. And it also serves, she serves as a reminder for when we are in a tough situation to make the best of it, to learn from it, to grow from it, to not let a dark, stressful situation consume us and stomp us out, to instead focus on that light that we have, to focus on that strength and to make the best of a situation. So she's actually like a really, I like her. I like Persephone. So when, if you want to work with Persephone, you can work with her when you are going through maybe some transitions and you're going through kind of a darker time, or you're having difficulty dealing with a darker time. So maybe you've gone through something difficult in your life and you're having kind of a hard time moving on from that or learning from that. You can call on Persephone and work with Persephone to help you see, to see the good in a situation and to learn from it and grow from it. You can also call on her when you're needing help, sort of loving somebody else. Not that you, let me go back. Not that you should, you know, stay in a situation that's harming you. So if you are in like a abusive relationship or something, I'm not saying to just love that person, just love that person. You can distance yourself from somebody, but with still giving them love, you know, bless and release them with some love. So if you're going through a situation like that, some, you know, somebody's causing you some grief and you need help sending them away, send them away with love, open up your heart space and send them on their own, send them on their way. Some things that you can use to incorporate into your practice if you are dealing or working with Persephone is, of course, the pomegranate. That is like the number one symbol of Persephone. Also, any sort of light source, so like a torch or a candle or a lantern can represent Persephone because she is that light in the darkness. Any flowers, those represent her as well. So if you want to work with essential oils, any of the flower oils would be good to use to work with her because she is queen of the underworld, but she's also goddess of the spring and flowers. So working with flower essential oils, you can also place pretty flowers on an altar for her if you would like. Some of the crystals you can use, again, because she is kind of this duality. She is this, you know, the goddess of the spring and flowers, but then she's also the queen of the underworld. So if you're wanting to work with more of the queen of the underworld aspect of her, you can work with some of the darker crystals, so like black tourmaline, smoky quartz, labradorite. And then if you're wanting to work with the more springtimey maiden aspect of Persephone, you can work with really any like pastel colored crystals. So like rose quartz, amazonite, I'm drawing a blank right now. but any like pastel colored stones would be good to work with the more maiden aspect. And that's another way that you can work with her as well too. So if you're feeling like you're very in the darker side of yourself, of your psyche, you can call on Persephone to remember that light and that innocence within you. Because even if we've gone through, you know, really tough things, we still all have that innocent spark within us. We still have that light and that inner beauty. So you can call on Persephone if you're needing just help remembering that aspect within yourself. So I think that was all I wanted to say about Persephone. If you have any questions or anything, reach out to me on social media, Instagram, Charisse Healing Moon, or via my website, healingmoonlumina.com. And yeah, many blessings. Bye.